you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live and American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about some common products that could be giving pets cancer. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be covering that heartburn issue. And is it really heartburn or is it your gallbladder? And also, we're going to be talking, if we get time, we might cover a great herb that's really good. Well, I'll leave it a mystery if we get time to cover it. We do have a quack report. And before we do that, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. We lift them up in prayer. I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. I'm praying for righteous leadership. I'm praying for wisdom and discernment. I'm praying for wisdom and justice and truth. That's what we're supposed to plead for. Isaiah 59 says that. So, you know, I'm asking the Lord for these things. I want righteous men of valor to restore this land to, you know, things that are moral and ethical and common sense, okay? And, you know, because enough's enough already. And God's will be done, but you're not going to get what you don't ask for. So I pray you'll join me hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, because you'll never, ever regret spending any time in prayer with the Lord. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got? Smart meters reporting some water usage violators in California. California Governor Jerry Brown, he ordered residents of the drought-stricken state, you know, cut back on your water usage by 25%, and it wasn't a recommendation, okay? And so according to CBS Los Angeles, they reported that the people that are cheating and wasting water are getting caught through the installation of the smart meters. So what happens is, according to Long Beach Water Department General Manager Kevin Wadier, he says the smart meter collects the data every 5 minutes. Then after midnight, there's a cell phone that's built into the meter. It comes on, and it makes a call. It calls into the database where the customer account is, and it's password security system oriented. So apparently the cell phone knows the password, and it gets online access to and uploads the consumption. So it's pretty accurate. He says it's pretty incredible. We get the data in the next day. In 24 hours, we know if you cheated. So he said in February, he used the smart meter technology to catch McDonald's, a local McDonald's restaurant that was using too much water to water their lawn. So meters will increasingly be used to measure water in both homes and businesses throughout Southern California. And, you know, just figure the whole nation. It'll all get down to that. One big global, you know, monitoring thing. Moving along on the quack report, universal flu vaccine is in the news. We're going to be talking about the flu vaccine here in a little bit. But scientists have taken that major step, they think, towards creating this universal flu vaccine to cover all the strains of influenza. And that's what they've named it, a universal vaccine. And they say those shape-shifting viruses, you know, that they can't get a handle on the vaccine. Well, that's going to be a thing of the past, according to the World Health Organization. So they had a couple of studies to justify this universal vaccine. It was published in Nature and Science, and researchers said that they tested new vaccines on animals, mice, ferrets, and monkeys. And what they did is they grafted a nanoparticle-sized protein called a ferritin into the head of a HA stem and immunized the mice and the ferrets with it. Then they gave them the H1 or the H5N1 bird flu, which they said has a 50% mortality rate. And they got better. They weren't affected. They said they were totally protected. Mm-hmm. So the scientists really that weren't involved with these studies said that this could be a major step towards universal vaccines, but they caution that a lot of work needs to be done yet, and it has to be done over many years to lawfully and ethically test it before it's ready for human consumption, according to Sarah Gilbert of the University of Oxford. Yeah, but they test things in 3 weeks now. Forget the years. All right, last but not least in the quack report, European Union agency is opening an investigation into the papilloma virus vaccines. That's right. The European Medicine Agency, the EMA, has launched a probe into the controversial HPV vaccination program because of thousands of reports from young girls who fell seriously ill after getting the vaccine. So the European Union's version of the Food and Drug Administration is actually now going to investigate to determine whether the safety claims associated with the Gardasil and the Cervavax vaccine for HPV were legitimate. Guess what they're going to find? It wasn't. So the drug companies behind the two vaccines, Merck and GlaxoSmithKline, they say the vaccines are perfectly safe, minimal risk and side effects, but tell that to thousands of girls throughout the world who have suffered serious side effects. Hundreds of them recently that were featured in that Danish documentary claimed otherwise, saying that they had major health failures immediately after getting vaccinated. So, You know, and they say that this vaccine is supposed to protect us by 70% from getting the papillomavirus, but it hasn't demonstrated that it protects anybody from a single case of cervical cancer. Not yet. Mm-hmm. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some common products that may give your pet some cancer. You need to be aware of some of these common pet products could be the cause of pets developing cancer, and too many pets today are being treated for cancer as opposed to maybe 50 years ago. So according to WebMD.com, they say 50% of dogs over the age of 10 have cancer, and it is the leading cause of pet death. So you know something's really wrong when vet clinics have oncologists and radiological suites to treat the cancer in pets. Now, the FDA approved the first drug to treat pet cancer in 2009, and the industry has the potential to be almost as profitable as the cancer industry for humans. So vets are treating pet cancer with things like surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, just like in humans. And pets are often the experimental subjects for cancer vaccines as well. So depending on the cancer, the treatments can range from $1,000 to $15,000. Now, I once knew a guy who took out a second mortgage to pay for the vet treatments because his dog was diagnosed with leukemia and he needed blood transfusions. So there are vet clinics that actually do bone marrow transplants on pets now. So what are the chances that your pet will get cancer? Or if your pet already has a benign cancer that could become malignant? Well, vets tell us the chance is 60% or greater that the cancer in your pet will happen and it won't stay benign. So what's happening to our pets out there that they are now riddled with cancer? Kind of unknown 50, 60, 80 years ago. Well, let's look at some of the signs of pet cancer, okay? So according to veterinarians, there are some signs to watch out for if your pet has the likelihood of having cancer. First on the list are these lumps or bumps, which really don't resolve themselves on their own. Vets will tell you that the only way to tell if a lump is cancerous is to do a needle biopsy. And usually these lumps or bumps are called fatty tumors, which, you know, is a kind of a nice way of saying that your pet has lymphoma. So it is really supposedly a benign tumor, and now it is very common in middle-aged and older dogs to have these. Female dogs, which are overweight, are more susceptible to getting fatty tumors, and vets will tell pet owners that some breeds are more prone to fatty tumors, such as Dobermans, Schnauzers, Labradors, and some mixed breeds. Now, we're told by vets that these lymphomas are a natural part of the aging process, which I personally do not believe that. So there's this risk that these benign tumors can become malignant, and in which case the name changes to lymphocarcinoma or lymphosarcoma. So these tumors tend to be difficult to remove, and then they tend to come back in most cases. So vets will tell pet owners, you know, watch for the fatty tumors, see if it grows or spreads in size. They recommend pet owners take wax paper and kind of draw a template of the tumor with a marker and, you know, lay the paper over the area, trace the edges, and then check the template from month to month to see if it's getting larger. What other signs could you see if your pet may have cancer? Well, look for attitude and appetite changes, they say. This could be a factor with pets that are ill with cancer. Also, if your pet has any abnormal odors. So if your pet puts out an offensive smell from either their mouth, their ears, or other body parts, this could be an indicator, too, of cancer. Also, look for abnormal discharges. If there's any blood or pus or weird substances coming out of your pet, that could be a sign. So abnormal discharges could also bloat and cause distension of your pet, indicating there's an accumulation of a discharge substance inside. Now, wounds that don't heal could also be an indicator. So, you know, something is stressing the body, and like an infection of the skin, a disease of some kind. But, you know, sometimes it's due to cancer. That's why the wounds aren't healing. Weight loss indicates that the cancer may be present, especially if there's a sudden loss of weight. Now, check to see if your dog has any coughing or trouble breathing. Any signs of abnormal breathing could be another disease, heart, lung disease, or could be the cancer has spread to maybe the lungs. Check to see if your dog is more lethargic or depressed. If he's not acting like him or herself, you know, sleeping more, is less playful, they're really not interested in taking walks, hey, that could be an indication of cancer. Also, check for changes in stool or urine, see if there's blood or any kind of discharge to indicate a change, and evidence of pain. So if your pet is showing signs of discomfort when moving, it could be arthritis, or it could be that your pet may have bone cancer. Can you imagine bone cancer? Well, what are some of these causes? What's causing all this? Well, many pet owners faithfully treat their pets with prescription medications from the vet. And these products that are intended really to dose the pet on a monthly basis, usually for parasites like worms, fleas, and ticks. So these products can cost pet owners $30 to $60 a month per pet. Now, for this reason, that's why a lot of pet owners will obtain some of these products over the internet from other countries at a discount. However, what are these products doing to the health of the pet? Well, let's take a look at the monthly flea treatment, for instance. One popular brand called Comfortis is made by Eli Lilly in the UK. It's this chewable tablet, and some of the side effects on the enclosed leaflet say vomiting, lethargic, anorexia, diarrhea, ataxia, which is loss of muscle control, and seizures. However, that is the what the drug companies list as an adverse event. Could they be leaving important information out? It is also important to note that the common side effects occur in that which are considered healthy pets. So if you take your pet to the vet with these symptoms, after starting a drug like Comfortis, vets may mistake the symptoms as something else and give the pet additional drugs. Well, let's check the chemicals. If you read the list of ingredients Eli Lilly is listing for the drug Comfortis, you find spinosad, and which is, we're told in it's a common bacteria that you find in dirt. And the lab breaks down this bacteria into what is called spinosin A and D. And it's a registered pesticide with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency since 1997. So spinosad is used in over 80 pesticide products used to kill agricultural pets. And it comes in lots of forms. It comes in dust, granules, sprays, and it's also used in pet collars and in other pet products. So there is always a reference on the products that contain poison like this. It says poison control, you know, if unauthorized exposure, contact poison control. So that should be a big red flag. Now, the FDA has approved spinosad to be used in drugs for head lice on humans and flea and tick products for dogs and cats. And this chemical attacks the nervous system of parasites and also does the same in humans. And the goal of the product is to paralyze the parasite, and it kills them in 2 days. So you can find similar side effects with the monthly treatment for heartworm medications, which are essentially insecticides. So everywhere you look, there are reports that these products are safe and there's really no known cause of disease in pets. However, the trial studies that give these chemicals a clean report are short, never go past a year of testing, and pets get these chemicals month after month and year after year. Well, let's check this exposure. You know, some vets are speaking out that pets all over the U.S. are not a risk of getting heartworm and should not be giving these toxic chemicals year-round. Vet and drug companies know that heartworm in pets is prevalent in the warm, moist climates of the United States. So the dry, arid regions have very few, if any, cases of heartworm. Now, according to PetConsumerReport.com, the heartworm drugs kill the parasites, if any, before they mature, and successive treatments are really unnecessary. They report that these drugs are not safe and that they are very toxic and they have consequences. So pet owners are told that the drug is a very small dose and is a prevention for heartworm. However, monthly doses of chemicals like this have an accumulative effect in the system of your pet. They become a serious health risk to your animal. So no one in their right mind would take any dose, no matter how small, of an insecticide each month. Would you? Why would you give it to your pet then? So it is a slow poisoning of the pet. And here are the extended health risks according to Pet Consumer Report. They say it weakens the immune system. The pet system becomes overworked trying to rid itself of the toxins. Organ failure occurs, especially in the liver and kidney area under the strain. Pet's energy is reduced with an overall suppressed system. And pets more susceptible to bacterial and viral infections when on this, they can't seem to shake off an illness when they're on it. So, okay, so even little things like yeast infections could become a huge systemic problem for your pet on these drugs. So what most pet owners don't realize is they should, you know, take measures to neutralize the parasites before they bite the pet. So here's plenty of natural parasite repellents out there which would offer an option to avoid the toxicity of your parasite drugs. So there are some alternative vets now, if you can find them. Sometimes they're as rare as a unicorn, but sometimes you can find them. These natural vets, they'll recommend using herbs to repel the parasites and the mosquitoes. So that's where heartworms come from, is a mosquito bite. So you can use some natural herbs and oils, such as eucalyptus, cedarwood, citronella, rue, pennyroyal. Put those on your pets, and they act like repellents. So inside your pet, you could also use herbs for parasites like black walnut or wormwood. And if you're looking for a safer alternative for your pets, you might want to suggest that pet owners look at using dandelion root if you think your pet has cancer or cancer risk. So dandelion root is known to kill cancer cells and leaves healthy cells alone in humans. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs if you want to ask about their natural flea and tick collars, their natural repellent shampoos. They have the black walnut. They have dandelion root. So if you're searching for a product for your pet that won't toxify them, that's who you call. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can order online. Their website's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You know, cooler weather's on the way, so you want to call and get your order in for a flea and tick collar, some of the shampoo, and some things like that, so you don't have to resort to the toxicity. Thepowerherbs.com. Now, you can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well. And, you know, protect your pets. They're family, right? Protecting you. You're looking out for you. Toxin removal, you know, alternatives to drugs. Hey, don't forget the fairy friends, okay? All right, we're going to shift gears here. I got a few minutes before we have to go to break. We're going to be talking about heartburn. Because nearly everyone experiences at least one episode of heartburn, you know, due to maybe overindulging. Over 10% of the population, that's 15 million, suffer from regular heartburn. More than 60 million Americans experience heartburn once a month. Other names for heartburn are indigestion, sour stomach, regurgitation, or acid reflux. So no matter what you call it, this fiery, painful sensation in the chest area is enough to really ruin your day and, you know, prevent a good night's sleep as well. So what can be done to resolve heartburn in one out of every 18 people? Well, we're going to check out our options. That's what we're going to do. And a lot of times I should mention, it could start out as heartburn and then kind of morph into something else, and it could be more of a gallbladder issue. So we'll touch on that in a little bit, too. So what exactly is heartburn? Well, it's stomach contents and digestive juices that have a lot of hydrochloric acid and pepsin enzyme in them, and they tend to splash up into the lower part of the esophagus, causing this acidy burn and pressure in the chest area. So the lining of the esophagus is really not designed, like your stomach, to tolerate those harsh digestive acids. And it's not uncommon for this sensation to be severe enough to make you think you're having a heart attack. So when you swallow food, the esophageal sphincter, which is a small muscular ring separating the esophagus from the stomach, it closes to prevent food from going back up into the esophagus. So if this muscle becomes weak or gets stretched out, if you're prone to overeating, it's not going to close very well, and it won't keep food and digestive juices in the stomach where they belong. So if you have a weak esophageal sphincter muscle, it can kind of spring open like a jack-in-the-box at the wrong time, allowing a lot of those undigested foods and stomach acids to slosh up into the esophagus, causing that burning pain, some spasms, and that bitter taste in your mouth. Not fun. Mm-mm. So what are some of the symptoms? Well, your heartburn symptoms are kind of broad in scope, and they range from mild to severe. So acid can flow up from the stomach and cause problems for the esophagus and the mouth area. The typical sensation is more like indigestion. Heartburn or, you know, epigastric pain, you know, a burning sensation in the stomach or the mouth area. So the acid taste in the mouth is really not uncommon, along with some moderate to severe belching. Now, in severe cases, individuals with this type of digestive distress can experience some nausea and even vomiting, or have difficulty swallowing, and often they can even get hiatal hernia. So long-term exposure to this digestive malfunction can cause the acid erosion of the esophagus, and you could get esophageal ulcers and some bleeding going on. So scar tissue in the esophagus, not a good thing. It risks narrowing the esophagus and hinders the passage of food to the stomach. And over time, this condition can lead to even esophageal cancer. So there are things you can do for this. And I know we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, changing some of our habits. Just getting rid of the risk and, you know, some natural things you can take, even if you are experiencing a little, you know, heartburn, pain, we can deal with that without all these drugs, without all these over-the-counter products that have lots of adverse events and side effects. So we got a clean solution for the heartburn issue. So don't go anywhere. I think I hear bumper music somewhere. There it is. I'll be right back.
Get the vaccine shot. Hope I get mine, cause believe it or not, I think I might die if I take what they got. My brain's too fried, so I give it no thought. Cause the FDA said it's safe for me. The drug companies claim that it's made for me. And the government, they're gonna pay for me. It's not too late for me. And now it's my turn to be injected. They say it's gonna hurt, but I'll be protected. I really give the word, I do as I'm directed. I'm not the kind of person to do something unexpected.
I do everything the doctors tell me. Follow all those pills they tell me. I'm afraid that germs might kill me. Vaccine zombie.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704- 875-8010 or order online at the 3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and we are talking about heartburn for a little bit here. Right before the break, I said we'd talk about some of the contributing factors, and let's just dive in because, you know, a lot of people that are overweight, it puts a lot of pressure on that stomach, and it hinders the digestive process and invites heartburn. Also puts a lot of pressure on that little muscle we talked about. The sphincter muscle there that can pop open. About 35% of overweight individuals will experience heartburn, but they're able to reverse the condition when they decrease their body weight. Also, smoking seems to aggravate the condition. It stimulates the production of stomach acid when you smoke, and also the chemicals in tobacco seem to relax the esophageal sphincter muscle and allows for that acid reflux to happen. Now, consuming alcohol also primes the pump for heartburn and acid reflux. So increased stress is going to alter your behavior and what you eat and what you drink. And that can lead to smoking more or drinking more and triggering more heartburn. Well, let's look at the main cause mostly is overeating or the eating habits. Because if that's the main cause, then you have a lot of power over that. The main cause for heartburn is really directly influenced by what we are eating. So you have control over your heartburn, and you can decide every day if you're going to invite it or avoid it. Dr. Donald Castle of the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine agrees that your dietary patterns are either to praise or to blame. He says, "We, as we age, we may experience heartburn more frequently, but according to Dr. Castle, age is really not the cause of heartburn. So if you develop heartburn or acid reflux in your 20s or 30s or 40s, and you don't make lifestyle changes, you're going to have almost impossible time getting rid of heartburn later on in life," he says. Well, let's check this alcohol for a minute. You want to avoid a food and drink that relaxes that esophageal sphincter muscle too much or make it lazy. So if you drink alcohol within 2 hours before going to bed, you're more likely to experience heartburn. The alcohol will relax the sphincter muscle and allow acids back into the esophagus. So the researchers at the University of Dundee, Australia, they tested 17 men and women who did not have heartburn or reflux problems. The volunteers were given 4 ounces of whiskey, that's 40% alcohol, to drink with 4 ounces of water 3 hours after eating at about 10 p.m., and then they went to bed at midnight. Another group was given a placebo drink consisting of water and flavoring, but no alcohol. So during the night, the acid levels in the esophagus were monitored. So in this study, 41% experienced reflux during the night. They found the acid was most severe 3.5 hours after they consumed the alcohol. And the group that was drinking the flavored water didn't experience any acid reflux or heartburn at all. Now let's look at another culprit that can give you lots of acid reflux. Harmless piece of chocolate can trigger your heartburn. That's right. There is a chemical mechanism that encourages heartburn, according to Dr. Castle. There are lots of foods that act this way, precipitating heartburn. And many times, how many times really have you had digestive discomfort after you ate, you know, a piece of chocolate or a chocolate chip cookie or a fudge brownie? So how come chocolate will do that? Dr. Castle says the chocolate acts like an antispasmodic or a tranquilizer on the sphincter muscle. And the culprit chemical in chocolate is methylxanthine. So Dr. Castle tested his theory, and he found that by drinking chocolate syrup, in turn, it turned the sphincter muscle into this flabby, lethargic piece of tissue for nearly an hour after you consumed the chocolate. So Dr. Castle also found chocolate and acid residues in the esophagus of his test group. Apparently, chocolate does not promote acid backwash in individuals that do not regularly experience heartburn. Therefore, chocolate is more of a problem for those already suffering from heartburn. And then there's the high-fat diets. Research is supporting that those that already have heartburn are, you know, they have these bouts of heartburn because of the high-fat meals they're eating. So the meals with the high fat will extend the acid backwash into the esophagus by 3 or 4 hours after you've eaten the meal. So researchers report that the high fat foods with a lower sphincter muscle pressure, and it delays the digestion and the stomach doesn't empty as quickly. So more acid is allowed to accumulate in the stomach and either enter the esophagus or, you know, just create, you know, pressure. So avoid the fried foods, the milkshakes, the cheese, the hamburgers, or all those fatty foods if you can. And what about spicy foods? Some people think spicy food's the reason. Most people with heartburn blame spice on their foods for their discomfort. However, a team of researchers at Oklahoma Foundation for Digestive Research and Presbyterian Hospital, they found that the real reason for their heartburn wasn't the spice. They determined that onions, which are usually included in spicy entrees, were the cause for those who already suffered from heartburn attack. So Dr. Mark Mello suspects that onion, like the chocolate, will relax that sphincter muscle and allow for the heartburn to happen. What about some other foods? Well, here are some foods known to relax the sphincter muscle, encouraging heartburn and reflux. Peppermint, spearmint, and foods that produce belching, such as cabbage, cucumbers, sauerkraut, that kind of thing. Foods which produce more acid will also contribute to the problem, such as coffee, soda, beer, tomatoes, and milk products. And don't forget, your cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. Other things, the way you eat, such as overeating, which can stretch the sphincter muscle, making it looser. So eating too fast also overloads the digestive system. Also, lying down too soon after you eat will help push foods up against that sphincter muscle, causing it to pop open and let acid and food into the esophagus. So overweight individuals will put more weight and pressure on that abdomen and sphincter muscle, encouraging that heartburn and reflux issues. So try to drop the pounds. So let's check out some herbs that we can use instead of relying on toxic medications that are sold over the counter or by prescription. So how can you utilize some herbs to improve your digestion while modifying your lifestyle? Because remember, you have control over the foods you eat and your habits of eating. So fennel seed will improve digestion. It eliminates gas and bloating, and it kind of craves the hunger pains a bit if you want to eat lighter. Ginger root also improves digestion and helps move food out of the stomach into the intestine a little faster, while it neutralizes nausea and vomiting. Slippery elm inner bark and marshmallow root help to soothe the lining of the esophagus and the stomach and also prevent things like diarrhea. And if you plan to do any bowel cleansing, use a modified cleanse. Use only the detoxer plus more water and fruit juice and skip the bowel stimulating product because it could irritate you. You can also use herbs to quit smoking and to lose weight. You can try Smoker's Helper. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. And the body food mix also helps promote weight loss. Now, gentian root prevents overeating when you take it 30 minutes before you have your meal. So you're going to find the gentian root, the fennel, the ginger root, slippery elm, the marshmallow root, and their bowel detoxers, Smoker's Helper, Body Foundation food mix if you want to eat lighter, all there at thepowerherbs.com. You can check that out. Call for a free product catalog if you want to check out their offering and look it over. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, that's 704-885-0277, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're on the website checking it out, don't forget in the top left corner of the homepage, there's this green button that says herb coupons. So you can use herb coupons in the shopping cart or over the phone. Or if you want to write it on your order form and mail it in, you can do that and helps you save on your order. So that's cool too. All right, we have a few minutes. So we're going to be talking about horsetail herb, one of those herbs that really doesn't get a lot of press, but is definitely a powerful herb that you can tap into. So let's check out what, man has used and neglected with regard to horsetail. According to the arthritis research campaign, there's 80 million people that suffer from some kind of arthritis. And these figures include rheumatoid arthritis and autoimmune diseases. So modern medicine's approach has typically been, just use painkillers and steroids and joint replacement. But obviously, these treatments don't accurately or adequately address the condition, or surgery wouldn't be needed. So physicians are turning their attention to some old treatments. So who ever heard of using gold to cure a medical condition? Well, the first well-known recorded use was in 1900, and gold was used to relieve pain and swelling of arthritic conditions. So it didn't work for everybody, but it seemed to relieve some of the discomfort. So how does gold have a healing properties? How does it work? And is it expensive? Well, there are some alternatives that we can also tap into less expensive than gold, but let's find out. First, let's talk about this study. We need to clarify that, natural physicians used to use gold salts found in natural substances. So since 1900, biological engineered drugs have kind of replaced some of these natural standards, even these gold salts. They were using the metallic substances in the gold salts that give the body what it needed. Research scientists at Duke University Medical Center believe that they've discovered the mystery in that healing element of the gold salts for arthritis, the rheumatoid arthritis, and other inflammatory conditions. What they did is they studied this old treatment using gold salt injections, which were effective for some people, but took months to take effect. It was kind of costly, and it provided some side effects. Sometimes people got rashes or mouth sores or kidney damage if it was done wrong. And you want to reduce the pain and inflammation. So 30% of the patients didn't get any benefit from the gold salt treatments. But Dr. David Piskesti, chief physician at Duke's Rheumatology and Immunology Department, says they don't really know why the gold salts worked, and they're trying to understand its mechanical action in order to create a new set of gold drugs for arthritis treatment. So this research seems to be focusing on how gold interrupts the molecule called HMGB1, which is believed to be responsible for the arthritic inflammation. Well, rather than find the cause, science wants to block the immune response, the inflammation. One other bit of information we need to know is that our body produces MHGB1 everywhere in the body, and blocking it due to knee arthritis is going to block it system-wide. So what effect will that have? Well, secondary conditions most likely could be created, also known as your side effect. And the research appeared also about this in the Journal of Leukocyte Biology in 2008. Then there was this other study. A study from Harvard Medical School reported on the issue of nature chemical biology. Again, gold, but also platinum and other metals, including silver, tend to work to strip bacteria and virus particles from immune system cells. So this study was focusing on creating a new drug from metals to suppress immune system proteins to treat autoimmune system disease, such as lupus, juvenile diabetes, and rheumatoid arthritis. So research such as this has led to the use of platinum to make a cancer drug called Kisplantin, and medical science believes the gold, the silver, the platinum strip immune proteins called MHC class 2 from the immune system cells. And this new research is based on work by a German physician, Dr. Robert Koch, who claimed that gold kills tuberculosis bacteria. Well, let's look at study number 3. Europe is studying gold too. Over there at Harris University Hospital in Denmark, they're testing gold on 50 patients that suffered from osteoarthritis. Patients were given 4 sets of gold injections in their knee. The control group received a placebo injection. However, the results really haven't been published. And I'm saying, okay, you know, as a kid, you know, I took a trip to Alaska. And while I was there, we panned for gold, you know, and I thought it was actually gold I found, but it turned out to be what they call fool's gold. Kind of foolish of us to use metals as medicine, I think, sometimes. We must remember using metal in medicine is a practice called alchemy, which is considered sorcery. So modern medicine has been practicing alchemy for centuries. The old mercury treatments used to purge impurities from the blood, mercury as a preservative in vaccines, metallic dental fillings, and, you know, God knows what else, right? So what else could we use? Well, there are some herbs I would say that are worth their weight in gold. For centuries, herbalists have used this bamboo-like herb that grows near marshes because its root system is able to absorb gold. Therefore, it is really no surprise that this herb has been used for hundreds of years for joint pain. The herb is so beneficial that backpacking guides recommend this herb for wilderness foragers. So the ancient Roman physician Galen used this herb to heal severe tendons, ligaments, and to stop nosebleeds. So what herb does all this? Well, it's called horsetail. The ancient Chinese used horsetail to treat wounds, hemorrhoids, arthritis, and dysentery. In England in the 17th century, herbalist Nicholas Culpepper used horsetail for ulcers. So over the centuries, this herb, horsetail, has gained a reputation as being more valuable than gold. So what makes horsetail so effective when it comes to arthritis or gout conditions? Well, horsetail has 15% mineral content. It's really high in organic silicon. So this increases the calcium absorption, and it strengthens the bones, your tendons, your muscles, your teeth, your hair, your nails. Also, horsetail enriches the blood to heal broken skin, bones, and connective tissues, especially associated with gout or arthritis, very quickly. Now, the tannins and the flavonoids that are in horsetail also work as a diuretic and astringent for urinary and bladder conditions. And the nutrition in this herb helps stop spasms of the smooth muscles associated with urinary tract infections. So this would also explain why horsetail was used for centuries to cure bedwetting. And German studies have confirmed that horsetail is an excellent diuretic, cleansing the system of irritating impurities. And some of the nutrition found in your horsetail, such as your calcium, silica, chromium, iron, magnesium, manganese, and selenium, these are powerful antioxidants that also go a long way at helping prevent cancer. And some people are sensitive to horsetail and may develop a rash, and pregnant women should avoid horsetail to avoid getting too much selenium, which could cause birth defects. So you want to follow product guidelines and use, the herbal product appropriately. Yeah. And, always check labels to see what is recommended for your herb product. And, you just want to make sure you're doing it correctly. And if you're not sure, you might want to consult an herbalist, right? So when you utilize, God's herbs for medicine, when you utilize them, you're going to taste the richness of the nutrition that's in them, which is important because none of the nutrition should be stripped away or isolated, which, tends to happen when you get over-processed products, standardized drugs, anything that is, going to be over-processed is going to have less nutrition in it, as you would suspect. So you're going to benefit from organic plant nutrition. It provides those building blocks of nutrition the body needs to repair damaged tissue or protect you from disease. So I wouldn't personally wait for science to reinvent compounds to treat arthritis. God's already got them in his herbs. He's the master chemist. He knows what works together and what doesn't. So you're going to find horsetail in a product called calcium formula. It's also going to be in the bladder kidney cleanse kit over at the powerherbs.com website. Folks at Apothecary Herbs make those. And you can tap into that information and product purity and with confidence and know how to use them and get the results you need. You can check that out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. And, while you're there, you might want to check out their Body Foundation food mix because it's got a lot of grasses and chlorophyll greens and protein and amino acids and lots of vitamins and enzymes. It's pretty much a complete unit. A lot of people can replace a bunch of bottles sitting on their counter with just that one item. And it's all balanced. It's none of this guessing. It's not letting the lab say so many units of this and so many units of that. It's what nature has. It's what nature built into it. And a lot of studies on the grasses help things calm things, inflammation down the body, like irritable bowel syndrome. It does curb overeating. It's not an appetite suppressant, but it just satisfies you and you don't have to eat as much. So you can check out some of the studies by Arthur Robinson. He's the director of Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine. He did a lot of studies on wheatgrass, for instance, and they found that wheatgrass reduces the likelihood of cancerous lesions and also has lots of nutrition in it to help the body purge toxins and heavy metals even. So you can find those herbs in the Body Foundation Food Mix at thepowerherbs.com or call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and say, hey, I want your free product catalog, and they'll mail it to you. And the thing is, you know, people think, oh, they gotta drink all this milk to have strong bones and tendons, not get arthritis. And, you know, cows eat grass. They got strong bones. They're big. They're heavy. So you don't need milk. I think it's very unnatural for humans to nurse on a cow their whole life. Okay? So it would be a benefit, I think. You would lower your risk of heart disease. So there's lots of cardiologists that have gone on record to say that milk products are very, very detrimental to the cardiovascular system. So you can view all their research online by, you know, putting that in your search engine. So, and remember, cheese, 10 times the concentration of milk, so that includes your yogurt and your ice cream, cottage cheese, all that stuff. So switch to something else. I know I switched when I was in my 30s, and I discovered I had a milk allergy when I did that. I got onto rice milk, almond milk, and a lot of my upper respiratory problems went. I would get ear infections, throat infections, sinus infections every year. As soon as I got off that, not a problem. So if you have an allergy to a food, a lot of times you can get conditions like that on a regular basis. And, you know, why would you want to run to the doctor for antibiotics and when you can just cut that whole problem out by changing your eating habits? A lot of times we're allergic to our diet. That's the message here. Keep a food journal. You'll find out what your body doesn't like and just sidestep that problem altogether. Well, I can see, goodness, I'm coming out of time here. We're going to be back Thursday, and we're going to be talking about some of this new information regarding the flu vaccine this season. Yep, we're going to be talking about what's in there. The quadrivalent flu vaccines. That means there's four strains in your flu vaccines coming down the pike. And you'll be surprised what they're recommending for infants and toddlers this year. Oh, my God. And the statistics, you know, the mortality statistics, and what's up with that? And we're going to hear from some virologists and geologists, geneticists, excuse me, on what they know about the flu vaccines. Huge market. Huge. 300 million doses annually. And we're going to show you what ridiculous numbers those are when we come back on Thursday. So don't miss the show. We're going to be opening your eyes to that. And if you have a health topic you want me to cover on the show, just let me know. Send me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll try to work it into the show. But if you're on the website, sign up for the newsletter. They go out Tuesdays and Fridays. Lots of empowering information. Don't want to miss that. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.